Welcome to the Fat Emperor podcast. I'm your host, Ivor Cummins.
You can imagine in the early 1980s, we didn't have much of a problem with weight. When I came out to California, Southern California from Louisiana in 1991, I had a mission. I noticed that childhood obesity was on the rise. And I went into Nickelodeon and Disney were the only two places at the time that even had children's programming. It wasn't like it is today where you have 1,000 channels, you know. You basically had the three big channels, NBC, CBS, mm-hmm. ABC. And then you had a couple of cable channels, and only two of them dealt with childhood fitness and or childhood programming. And I walked in, and I'll never forget these meetings. I thought that I was going to blow the world apart in 1991. And I walked in and said to Disney, I said, hey, I've noticed that childhood obesity is on the rise. Mm-hmm. And we need to do something. And they said, we agree. We agree. What would you say we do, Vinny? And I said, okay, we need to get rid of sugars and grains. And they literally laughed me out of the office. And I tried to curtail my speech a little bit when I went to Nickelodeon, and I got laughed out of the office again. And I realized at that moment that it was an uphill battle that I wasn't going to win, because they weren't willing to tell their people not to eat Kellogg's and, you know, Fruit Loops and, you know, fruit roll-ups and Snickers bars, because that's all they sold.
Big sponsors.
Yeah, exactly. So I realized right from day one that I couldn't win that game. So I didn't try. I just went into private business. Every now and then I would try to get on the radio and do things like that, because I did have a popular radio show in New Orleans called Talking Fitness. Mm. And whenever I tried to do radio in LA, they basically said, you don't have a voice for radio. You sound like an idiot. They literally said I sounded like a jock.
Right.
And I said, but you do realize I'm a jock, right? I mean,
what's wrong with that?
Do you guys get that part of it? It's like, yeah, but you know, you don't have a, you know, they call it a face for radio. I didn't have a voice for radio. Mm-hmm. And so I just worked with my clients. Before long, I was training celebrities, and I kind of got known for that, you know, taking weight off of ingenues from movies and TV shows and all that. And that kind of puts you in the forefront in Hollywood whenever you're doing that kind of stuff. Mm. And
celebrity, so.
Yeah, celebrity, let's face it, celebrity drives everything in this world.
And in the US, yeah.
I learned that powerful lesson around 92 or 93. They were trying to bring an Asian comedian to a sitcom to make it the first sitcom that starred an Asian. And it was this girl, Margaret Cho. And I talk about it in Fitness Confidential as the opening story in that book, where they said, you know, she's funny, but she doesn't look good on television. We need to get some weight off of her. And they called me in, and I took 35 pounds off of her in no time, using no sugars and no grains.
Excellent.
And then they said, she's not thin enough. So they gave me another 5 or 6 weeks, and I took another 20. So all in all, she lost about 60 pounds.
That's a laugh.
Next thing you know, she's on Arsenio Hall. She's on a Tonight Show. She's on Letterman, because the show is getting ready to start. And my name is on her lips. My name is on Letterman's lips. My name is on Jay Leno's lips. And I realized the power of celebrity at that moment. It's like, wow. You know, my life changed overnight in Hollywood. I mean, every agent had me on the phone. Get that guy. We need that guy. They didn't care how the sausage was packed. You know, just, we don't care how this guy's doing this. And I'll never forget, I would go in and take people off of sugars and grains, and they thought I was going to literally kill them.
Wow. Back in the day, they actually thought that was...
Yeah, it's like, well, this is not heart healthy. My heart's going to pop. But you got to remember, people will do anything to be on television. And they were taking that kind of quote-unquote chance with me.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see my subscribe button in the middle of the screen, a free viewing of the Widowmaker movie on the far right, and myself and Dr. Gerber's book, Eat Rich, Live Long, on the left. Otherwise, please do subscribe to the audio podcast. Thanks.